This is the first part of an interview between Terry and Simon Virgo on marriage, parenting, and being single, with a focus on family life and singleness. To watch the interviews, visit blog.terryvirgo.org or follow at Terry Virgo on Twitter.
How important do you think family life is within the church, and what would you see as the biblical basis for taking it seriously?
I think we're seeing in society the disastrous results of family being put in a secondary place, people experimenting with other relationships that are without covenant, without commitment. Family is so much part of God's purpose, right from the beginning of creation. A man shall leave his parents, be joined to his wife, the two becoming one flesh. It's absolutely fundamental to society. And so for us, yeah, that is a very key aspect of our teaching in church life. You might say, well, you know, I go to church on Sunday. What I do with my family is my private affair. But of course, we don't see making disciples in that light. Jesus said to his disciples, go and make disciples. And what they did was plant churches. And then in those churches, disciples were to be made. And certainly family life is a key place where little children are discipled. So for me, the relationship, husband and wife, the commitment of love, somehow echoing the relationship we have with God, built into family life, is very fundamental.
Where would you see as the kind of biblical foundations for opening that up to the congregation?
I guess for the Christian, in Ephesians and chapter 5, we see family dealt with, where Paul's talking about the Spirit-filled life. And he says, in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, making melody and so on. And then he talks about the lifestyle and talks about husbands, wives, parents, children, slaves and masters and so on. And it's just part of living the Spirit-filled life. And it's also a reflection, Paul says, of Christ and the church. So there's a sense in which Christian teaching is absolutely unique. And there's a way in which it would be, or could be argued, that you can only teach Christians the Christian philosophy of marriage. And anyone who's not a Christian can only look in on that, because we are supposed to be like Christ and the church. So the model for wives to subject themselves to their husband's authority is seen in the context of the authority of the male, and the role of the husband as a servant leader, like Christ gave himself up for the church. And so there's a very loving interrelationship. It says be subject to one another, and then it gives the lists of contexts where that is to happen. I think sometimes people have been confused about that. They say, well, it's subject to one another. So wives subject to husbands, husbands subject to wives. That's not what it's saying. It's saying be subject to one another, then it gives you a list of contexts. So parents and children. It's not that some days the children are in authority, some days the parents are. So children say to mum and dad, well, mum and dad, I think it's time you went to bed now. You know, that's utterly foolish. There's a list of relationships. And so it's quite clear the husband is meant to be the head of the household, but at the same time, he is expected to love his wife as Christ loved the church. And the standard of tenderness, care, sacrifice could not be put at a higher level.
So you think it's important that church leaders recognize they must teach into this whole area?
Oh, it's hugely important, especially in this generation where I think people are experimenting. They have to be retaught. It's rather like when the gospel first started. I think that in the Old Testament, the prophetic voice was come back to the standards, come back to the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments recognized as foundational. God says to the people, I've delivered you from Egypt. You are my people. Right, here's the score. I've redeemed you. You're mine. I am God. And then it goes down. Now, honor your father and your mother and so on. It's written into the arrangement of relationship. And so in the Old Testament, the prophets would say, come back to the arrangement, come back to the law. When Paul went out into pagan Mediterranean nations, they had no concept of the Ten Commandments. So he had to re-educate them. He had to set standards. And so he couldn't say, well, come back to the Ten Commandments. They didn't have the Ten Commandments. And so, of course, Christ is the model. and Jesus is central to all that he taught, and he's trying to develop a behavior that is centered in Jesus and Jesus' relationship with his Father, and the whole of family life is built around that beautiful model of Jesus in terms of authority and in terms of servant heart. And so, yeah, we need to teach it. We need to instruct. And we've plenty of scripture to help us with that. And so although people might say, well, in these days, we don't believe that. Well, Paul would have found that in pagan Greece. They didn't believe that. So, no, this is God's way. We do it God's way.